Blog Talk Radio.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset. Even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this? What are your contingencies? If you have none, sometimes you just got to ride it out. And if you can't calm the waters, you got to learn to ride the waves. Or you can still make it, but you need a plan.
Great day. Great day, great day to everyone who is here listening live or recorded. This is Cliff McKnight of Leverage Me 2's Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Excited about the 2015 year. This is the first broadcast of the year, and this is part two where we're talking about success. Goals attained, make 2015 your best year ever. That's right. Let the momentum take you there. If you finished strong, if you tried, if you just only tried in 2014, or even if you didn't reach your goals at all, you've made more progress than you know. Even if your attempts were your own estimation, truly a little feeble, don't worry, you can build on that. Now is the time that takes all the magic of your vision and your goals, of your history, of your trials and your tribulations, of your struggles and successes. Now is that magic moment that creates the synergy of energy that moves you into your highest calling. Listen, if you have taken that magnificent effort to create the very best you could and you fell short, effort that you engaged has its own reward, and I don't mean it consolation prize. I mean in the sense that it has moved you through the struggles and challenges that have given you insights and given you strength, and you can capitalize on that experience, absolutely making it the best it could be for you right now. If you had stretched and you had a great level of deal of success and you say, wow, this is great, now where am I headed from here? You've got a higher vantage point than you've ever had in your life. And from that vantage point and from your experience of success, you can more confidently extend that stride, expand that posture, and create a greater reality for yourself. So either way, now is the day. Any case, you can pick up and increase your pace. Take a moment to really, really reflect on who you are now. I took a rather audacious goal, a very outrageous goal. It's not my fault. I had positioned myself to be a conduit for positive possibility, and listening to Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and world-renowned speaker, and author of many other books, and in a seminar that he was giving away free, because in the 21st century, a whole lot of people are giving away a whole lot of very good stuff. he challenged the listening audience, of which I'm a part, and said, stop going after mediocre goals. Set wildly audacious goals. And I did so for 2 years running. The first year, I had no measures. I had no way of knowing anyway. I had nothing in mind as to how I could prove it. But I set out to be the change, be the difference in the lives of 500,900 people. If you recall from my earlier sessions or from my posts, it came about because when I was typing the goal up, I hit a 9 instead of a 0. It was supposed to be 500,000. But I looked at it and I said, I like that. That makes it more real to me because it's a more specific number as opposed to this round general number, 500,900. I'm going for it. And, of course, I fell wildly short. I mean, even if I could have articulated and communicated and documented, it would have been short. But it got me started. It helped me to start this show so that I could be out reaching out to you this way. It helped me to be more conscious of my posts, to be more deliberate in my efforts to reach out to people. Things that I had already done took on new meaning for me, added incentive, because I said I wanted to be that person who reaches out and makes a greater difference. Coming into 2014, I looked at all of that and said, well, how can I make this better? Well, maybe I want to document it better. Maybe I'll use that number, 500,900, to say I want to make 500,900 deposits into the lives of others. So it might not be 500,900 different individuals. One person might get it 10 times. I'll count it 10 times. Another person might hear it and pass it on, and if they pass it on and remember to acknowledge me and they pass it on, then I can count those all, even though I didn't directly do it, it was done. I said, well, that's still good. How am I going to count that? Well, how many people buy my book? How many people visit my blog? How many people go to my videos? How many people attend my workshops and functions? How many times can I assist somebody as I go along my day? How many people in the counseling department? How many people as I go through and provide encouragement in emails? And that would improve and increase my numbers. And I will tell you, I am thousands of people better. Not tens, not 50, but thousands. That's notable to me. And by the way, I'm hundreds of thousands short of the goal. But how do I feel? I feel like I'm in stride. I'm in stride. Why? Because I didn't give up on December 15th. I persisted through the year. It helped me to create more creative strategies. It helped me to enlist in relationships and partner with very positive, excited, and skillful individuals that got me off to a magnificent start and ended my year in a magnificent way. I'm now going to be the host of Duru interviews with Clifton McKnight, meeting some of the most successful real estate investors in the country and getting the greatest insights from them and sharing that with you. And, of course, the Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio has been able to interact with some of the most successful and motivating speakers, authors, trainers, writers, illustrators in the world, really, but certainly in the country, sharing their best ideas and thoughts about how you can be better and how you can have more. Now, all of that took place because I took Jack's advice of creating an audacious goal. If you read the introduction, you may have picked up what the question I asked. What is the ingredient that ties Les Brown, the world's most renowned motivational speaker, Jack Canfield, best-selling author many times over, Jim Carrey, comedian, how did he get in there? And Stephen Covey, one of the most one of the highest paid motivational and inspirational informational speakers in our history in business. What is the ingredient that puts them all together? Well, I'm using these four individuals to share with you so that as you do your due diligence and explore these individuals, you will discover that they had a common theme that they have offered me and that I will in turn offer you. I already introduced Jax. He said many things, but that which struck me was be audacious. Have the nerve to dare to think that you can do something significant and outrageous. 500,900 times of impact. Well, Les Brown feeds me regularly. He always says you have greatness in you. And more specifically, he will say, it's better to aim for the stars and miss to reach for the ground and hit, or to shoot for low goals and hit. Better to aim high and miss than to aim low and hit. Think about that. And I will tell you something. When I ran across Jim Carrey's quote, this is, look for omaletto.com if you want to find this video, omaletto.com for Jim Carrey. He was being a guest. He was the lecturer for a graduation class, and in his comedic way, very effectively encouraged the graduates to go for it. If what they wanted to do in life was ridiculous and just too out of the realm of possibility, that they might as well go for it, because whatever they go for, they're going to have disappointments and setbacks. Whatever they go for, they're going to have blind spots and get blindsided and knocked down. Whatever they go for, they're going to have times where they feel like it's just not worth it. So why not go for what you want, what you really want? I thought that was so profoundly put, and he does it in such a comedic and natural way, it really can be an asset to you. So look for that. You can go on Facebook. I posted the omaletto.com Facebook page there. You can find that. You want to find Les Brown's quote, you can go to Les Brown's website directly or go to YouTube, and you can find him talking about reaching for the stars. And, of course, Jack Canfield has also made his presence known as an entity on the website as well as YouTube. All of these things within your reach easily. Stephen Covey, while he may have passed away, he's left a legacy of resources and information. There's Franklin Covey page. They even had a community page. I happened to have pulled this one off of, guess what, YouTube. Now, if you're getting piece of my message here, ladies and gentlemen, take the time and go on back to YouTube and repurpose it. Repurpose the YouTube. Reinvent YouTube. Sure, you can watch the videos and the entertainment and listen to the music. Man, I do that all the time. It lifts my spirit. But you can also find a great deal of information about how to do this and how to do that. Just keep your mind rolling. Just be smart enough to sift and to take the information that you can use and leave the junk on the shelf. A matter of fact, there's so much out there, you can leave some quality stuff on the shelf. That's why I say leave it on the shelf as opposed to throwing it away. Leave it on the shelf so you can come back to it another day. I'll tell you what, I have talked to you a little bit about making that natural, eternal, internal shift, because we want to know how do you massively shift your circumstances in 2015, regardless as to what 2015 looked like. What can you do that could make such a significant difference, whether you've done great things or not? But if you remember already, we've talked about some of that. The fact that you're still standing suggests that you can survive all of that which you've been through. You're still standing. There may be smoke. There may be some tattered clothing, but you're still standing. If you've had outrageous successes, you certainly have that experience to build on. So let me tell you what to do. Nah, don't let me tell you anything. Let me suggest to you some possibilities. At the final analysis, in all things, reserve the right to assess, evaluate, and choose, because only you can consider and act on what's best for you. You are the CEO of YOU. Having said that, I'm going to say this underline gore, red, green, whatever. Remember the old adage in computer, garbage in, garbage out. And I don't care what kind of diet of positive thinking and of personal growth and development and of educational development you've employed, I will say intensify. Intensify. Intensify your vision of self. Intensify. Intensify your vision and your understanding of your relationship to the universe. Intensify. Intensify your relationship to our Maker. Intensify. Visit whatever ways and means you can. Speak to people of like mind and spirit. Surround yourself. Just like it's cold outside, you need to have some heat around you to keep you warm. You need to generate that heat from within to keep you warm. Intensify. Focus. Get audacious. I see I've got a few people on the line. I know that this was a last-minute show in terms of its advertising. So I don't know if you're calling in to speak or just to enjoy the show. So I'm going to just open the line and I'll say if last 2217 is the last four digits. If you want to say something, the line is open for you. I'll close the line back off. If not, you can continue listening. Last four digits, 2217.
Hi, it's Christina.
Oh boy, I've got to learn that phone number. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I can't complain, and definitely ready to pump up and rev up for the new year. 2014 was a lot of trying to, a lot of learning and trying to figure things out and finding my niche. And 2015 is definitely going to be my year of actions and maybe a couple of mistakes here and there, but of course that's expected along the way. And I'm just ready to get pumped and listening into, what you're saying, what is that thing that can you go in? And ultimately it's just having a vision and have made the decision to commit to that decision. So pretty much making a decision to do something and having the audacity to believe that I can do something that I've heard others. And, I just kind of had the mindset where enough of sitting on the sideline and taking notes on their plays, I want to get on the field and get dirty and get some grass stains on my pants so that I can, eventually be able to push and motivate someone else that once is I can, maybe potentially see sitting on the sidelines and taking notes. So ultimately, just me being married and committed to my vision is what keeps me going. At this point.
I've seen you over the months, Christina, do some magnificent things and persist through some droughts as well. No problem. What do you think it is that helps you to do that? I look at it, and there's some things that come immediately to mind, but is there something that comes to mind for you?
Ultimately, it's really just my vision of what I want for myself. I have what I consider to be my 5-year plan. And honestly, what is a constant motivation for me, even when, God works in mysterious ways, because there are times where I'm not even necessarily looking for the motivation, although intrinsically I am motivated. But there's a lot of external things that plays a part, whether it's, some of my coworkers that are a little bit older than me, always crying about they can't retire for another 6 years and they're ready to retire now. And I'm like, 6 years, I plan, you know, when I hear stuff like that, it's in my mind a way of being like, well, you already have your five-year plan to be financially free. So honestly, just hearing about their bickerings and even when I hear about some of their unfortunate situations, it kind of pushes me. And not only that, my own personal situation, because I would like that financial freedom and the ability to experience true freedom. So, and I do feel, you know, I'm blessed, but I know that, you know, there's greater ahead of me. So it's just that I just know that if I was to quit, then what will be potentially maybe even worse if things don't change. So ultimately what keeps me going.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what thought I saw and heard in some of our earlier conversations. It does resonate very deeply with what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
There is a step here, Christina. There's a little portion of that that says somewhere in there, somewhere in Christina Thompson, is this recognition that it is within your reach. You're going for it. You have the vision, and you see
mm-hmm.
that it's doable. And so even
right.
when you run across these blips, you keep on going. What do you think?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that since we know, and I've got to put this forward, I'm sure the time will come very soon where I will want to interview you with a few others as we go into our Duru interviews and the Real Deal Meetup radio show, which will be jumping off very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take all these successful because you have already begun to shine. Congratulations on your acquisitions, and there are many, many more to come.
Oh, thank you. I received that.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. And next here I see 6528, and I know whose number that is. That's none other than Ms. Vet of what is that business there, Ms. Vet?
Ms. Vet Properties right now.
Ms. Vet Properties. And you hear that right now because it's ever evolving and ever growing. I'm not calling you out. If you had taken it in and that's all, that's fine. If you have something you want to say, I just didn't want to leave you hanging.
I'm a little under the weather, but I just want to say we all, God has got some awesome things for all of us this year. And Christina is a very, very positive person and very good-spirited. And I think we all connected on that same page, and I just know that 2015 is going to be an awesome year for all of us.
That's
as long as
under
God first.
Yes.
And are determined to be consistent and believe.
Yes.
We're gonna be there. That's all there is to it.
Amen.
You know, so as long as we keep the King first. And we continue to pursue our vision. Look at that vision board every day. Thank God for waking up and giving us the strength to move forward. There's no stopping us. No stopping us.
Ain't no stopping us now.
That's okay. Right. That's the theme right there. Yeah. We're on the move.
We're on the move. Thank you so much. And I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Ms. Vet is also available on Facebook. Yvette Waters and Christina Thompson. Not only is she available there, but you can catch her on many of the real estate groups. She is always marketing some of the properties that she's come across, as well as looking for your deals. If you have deals, she has buyers. If you are looking for deals, she has sellers. So catch up with her. And cast up with Miss Vet, who is in that same game doing some things. I think they'll be collaborating. They're about to hook up right now, as I understand it. So by all means, connect with them, and you will be on the road to your personal success, too. Lastly, we have, I've got this phone number twice down, but that's Dr. Mom, Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor. How you doing, young lady? Young lady. I think she's got it on mute to keep the noise out, too. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
I'm sorry. You know what? I've got you down twice. You must be on hold on one line, and here you are. So.
Okay, yeah. I just want to say hello to you and the listening audience, and wish you well for the 2015 journey, the adventure that will be for us all.
Beautiful.
And I thank you for your words of encouragement, your words of wisdom, and to everybody also, God's blessings in the new year. And that's just pretty much what I wanted to share.
My, that is just perfect, as usual. As I take you back off the line here, I just have to say, you have been one of those elements that I'm talking about here. And number two, what can you do to notably, massively shift your circumstances? It is shift your circumstances by changing your environment. And you have been a positive contribution to my new environment. Your presence,
thank you for that.
Your wisdom, your support, your encouragement, your enthusiasm, and sometimes even your doubts. Well, I had to say, I have to show her.
I was just going to add, even my weakness and my difficulties have, in my mind, strengthened your sense of possibilities and looking past what is currently a little darkness, you point to the dawn. Thank you for that, for all of the challenges that had to be met, the family challenges, economic challenges, everything like that. And so I thank you. You may be feeding the multitude in lots of ways, but you certainly have fed me as well.
Amen.
And I want to give a shout out to Michelle, too, your wife. It's your helpmate par excellence. I want to make that clear, too. And I say it
thank you
daily, all right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely and absolutely on point. Ladies and gentlemen, who you have been, how you have shown up, what you have experienced, even your greatest successes to date are barely the tip of the iceberg as to who you are going to be and what's available and what's possible for you. If you've never seen an iceberg, go look at the introduction to this show, this broadcast. One of the pictures I have includes an iceberg that shows very clearly the mass of ice that's below the surface, compared to that little tip that you see above. That mass of light of ice represents a mass of opportunity that resides in your journey along your life. Tap into these resources. You want to make that shift for demonstrative improvement? Go to Joyfully Getting From Here to There on Facebook and connect with that community and connect and get insight that will help you to grow. You're interested in developing some financial wealth for yourself? Go to the Real Deal Meetup on Facebook. Get tuned in to all of the free information that other people are doing to facilitate and strengthen their success. And the interesting thing is we're not just talking about real estate per se, because some of the ideas and strategies are transferable. You can use marketing strategies from various areas. If you're in one area and you really want to think outside the box, go outside of your genre. Go outside of your business model. Go outside of the industry and see what others are doing and see how that might apply. Don't sleep what I just said. Act on it. Consider and evaluate and assess and see how it can be customized to fit the needs of those you serve. So, to recap, I don't know if I did talk about what Covey said, but to recap, the secret ingredient that you can use that tied those great souls, Les Brown, Jack Canfield, Jim Carrey, and Stephen Covey, was to extend yourself. And Covey talked about it from beginning with the end in mind, but he went beyond to think to discuss the possibilities of being in a personal mission that goes far beyond your earliest expectations. And when you have a personal mission statement that is so clear, it's like the North Star. It can direct you no matter where you are. It can facilitate your success in significant ways because you have, my goodness, you have been off course more than on course. And even so, because you have a vision, just like a pilot going to another from Maryland to California or to England, they're off course more than they're on course, but the instruments continue to give you feedback. And even though it's as high as a 95% off course rate, the arrival time and the location is right on point. Use these skills and strategies. Don't sleep. Get regular feedback. Induce positive. They say somebody gives you a hard time, take two positive quotes and get back to work in the morning. You have a setback, read a little bit more about how to take a setback and use it as a setup for a comeback, like Willie Jolly says. You find something you don't know, you need to, an audience of people that you didn't have, connect with another great spirit who's on a similar journey and provide your resources and your audiences to one another. Connected together, you can accomplish so much more than you would independently. Make the shift. Make the shift, ladies and gentlemen. Put it in priority. When you put it in priority, you don't use anything. As a matter of fact, there is no thing that can hold you back. You say you want to get in better physical condition, then plan your life accordingly. Surround yourself with information and inspiration to keep you on path. Put the good food in your house. Plan the exercise, put some exercise stuff in the house, schedule, join a gym, and go. Worried about what time you can go? Go first thing in the morning. Go before you get home. If you want to eat better, then guess what you need to do? Eat better. All you have to do is focus on it. If you slip, use it as a reason to eat even better when you get up off of it. Same thing in your business, same thing in your relationships. The process is always the same. Internal and external, you make the difference. Join the group, Facebook group, Joyfully Getting From Here to There. You're looking to expand and strengthen your media coverage? Look for Instant Star Maker with Dr. Letitia Wright. Whatever it is that you're attempting to do, there are resources available to you. Network with others and ask them who they find, what they get, and where they get theirs. Share with them what you found, what you've seen, and where you get yours. Connected, there is strength in the numbers. There is strength in the focus. When you have people running together in posse, the odds of getting there are greatly, greatly improved. Google how geese travel long distances and see what comes up. I'll bet a dollar to a donut you find an illustration that will serve you mightily. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sign off, but as I say, stay tuned. Visit me on Facebook and Twitter. I really encourage you to go on Facebook because of all the resources there. The Motivision, Clifton McKnight Motivision, Motivation and Vision put together. There's a page offering you timely quotes on a regular basis. If you go to If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves. That's right. The name of the book is also having a Facebook page where you have more quotes, more resources. Tap in all the way. You know, I always say tap in and begin. visit Milton's Buttons on Facebook, Milton's Buttons. My daughter Chelsea's children's book, where she did the art and illustration, touching the lives in the community of people with special needs and looking at the special gifts they bring. Their quotes, their insights, their connections and resources. Capitalize and help youth from their early stages to improve their reading, improve their hearts, and improve their communities. This is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. And don't forget, I'm also available on YouTube. Just type in Leverage Me 2, no space, and it's the number 2, or Clifton McKnight. I love you. 2015 is our year. Get ready, folks. Get ready. There's some new things coming up. I'll be announcing them shortly in addition to what I've already told you. God bless and have the very greatest of days.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes